Section 12.
Hello, Miss Young. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. I want to thank you for seeing me at such short notice. Please just call me Philippa.
Thank you. That's okay. My diary was actually full for this week, but luckily another client cancelled at the last minute, so I was able to squeeze you in. Anyway, down to business. How can I help you?
I've got really bad problems at work. They've given me this document to sign, and I'm not even sure what it is. In fact, I'm not sure whether I've been sacked or not. I only know I'm in trouble.
Oh dear. Let's see what we can do. Let's have a look at that document, shall we? Just bear with me while I have a glance at it. Well, I can see straight away that this is what's called a settlement agreement, Philippa. A settlement agreement is a contract wherein two parties, in this case you and your employer, agree not to sue each other and settle the dispute in another way, usually involving the payment of money. Yes, I can see here in clause 15 that your employer offers to settle with you for £2,000. Would you like to start at the beginning and tell me about the problems you've been having at work? You work for a company called Station Hill Maintenance Services, I see.
Yes, that's right. I started working for them as soon as I left college. I've been there for around 2 years now. I do paperwork. My job is in the admin department. I answer emails, invoice clients and answer the phone. Stuff like that.
I see. And what does the company do? What's the nature of the business?
We provide a national maintenance service to landlords. Our company has 40 branches throughout the UK. When a tenant in a rented property has a problem with, say, the plumbing or the central heating, we go out and fix it. We then invoice the landlord directly for the services we've carried out.
And when did the first sign of trouble come with your employer?
A few months ago. It was my fault, actually. We've got a fleet of 12 vehicles at our depot. Most of them are vans that our workmen use to get out to jobs. The road tax on 3 of the vehicles was due in February, and it was on my list of admin jobs to get the documents together and tax those 3 vans by the end of the month. Unfortunately, I forgot to do it. It was only when a driver came into the office and said he couldn't drive an untaxed van that I remembered.
I see. And I suppose that caused a great deal of short-term disruption for your employer?
To put it bluntly, he went mad. He screamed and shouted at me, and at one point I thought he was going to hit me. He said I'd cost the business almost £1,500 in vehicle hire for the day and additional insurance. I got hauled into his office, and in the end, I got a formal written warning.
I see. So you were expected to be on your best behaviour for the foreseeable future. But I'm guessing, because of the settlement agreement I'm looking at, that something else went wrong?
I'm afraid so. Last week, I was asked to check over an email from my boss containing a proposal for a potential new client. And then I had to forward it to the client once I'd checked it for typing mistakes or any other problems. It contained everything the client wanted to know about our charges and costs for providing maintenance services for his rented properties. But I was tired that morning. I should have sent the email to Alex Thompson, the new client, but I accidentally sent it to Alan Thompson, an existing client. The existing client was able to see that we are charging new clients a much lower price for the same services.
Oh, that's quite a mistake, Philippa. Especially for someone already on a written warning. What was the outcome of that conversation with your boss?
Well, I didn't have one. They sent me home immediately, and then that document arrived with a letter asking me to sign and date it within 7 days.
I see. Well, I can't say I'm entirely surprised. It's something of a buyer's market at the moment for employers, with so many young people unemployed. Those who are in work are expected to be competent and not make this kind of error.
I know. I've been so tired at work because I've taken an extra job as a DJ 2 nights a week, and I sometimes don't get to bed until 2 in the morning. It's my own fault, I suppose.
Well, let's look at your options. Your employer hasn't actually formally dismissed you at this stage. You've been offered a compromise agreement, and in return for the sum of £2,000, you agree not to take your employer to court on the grounds of breach of contract, unfair dismissal, or wrongful dismissal. They also say the sum compensates you for lost earnings. I see as well that they're willing to pay you all holiday pay and outstanding expenses up to the termination date, which they give as the 2nd of July. That seems reasonable to me, and given what you've told me, I'd advise you to take it.
What's my alternative? I don't really want to end up unemployed when there are so many people out of work. I'd rather keep the job, to be honest.
I'm afraid my opinion is that if you refuse this settlement agreement, the company will go ahead and dismiss you in any event. Then you'll have the decision as to whether to go to tribunal or not, and if so, we'd have to prepare a case to say your dismissal was either wrongful or unfair. And I must warn you that a tribunal won't give an order of specific performance, even if they decide there's been a breach of contract on the part of your employer.
What does specific performance mean?
It means a judge ordering a party to a contract to do what it promised to do under the agreement. In this case, ordering your employer to continue to employ you. It just isn't an option in employment law. Our best case scenario is damages, which would probably only amount to the offer you already have. No, I'd say this compromise agreement is a pretty good solution, but I must warn you that the words full and final are very strictly applied by the courts.
Meaning that I can't sue them in the future if I change my mind?
Meaning exactly that. I can't choose what to do in this situation, Philippa. I can only advise you and point you in what I think is the right direction. I suggest you sign this agreement, take your £2,000 and learn an unfortunate lesson from it about burning the candle at both ends.
Okay, I'll sign it. Thank you for your help.
Just come back to me if any difficulty arises, but it looks fairly straightforward to me.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
You're very welcome. Bye now.